This is Ozarks at Large. This weekend, musicians in Northwest Arkansas will have the opportunity to learn more about making money at their craft. The Northwest Arkansas Music Business Conference will be held Friday through Sunday in various cities throughout the area. Sean Bales is a Northwest Arkansas native and co-owner of Echo Lounge Studios in Johnson. He's also one of the organizers of this weekend's conference. He says musicians trying to make a living off of their talent often don't have the mindset that music is a business.
You know, if I was going to go out and I was going to become a painter, the first thing you're going to do is, well, can I paint? Can I paint a room? Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Do I have the tools to paint a room? Yeah, I got that. Do I have a vehicle? Yeah, okay. Now I need a name of my business, right? Okay. Well, that's your band name, right? Okay. Well, once you've got that all figured out, would you just stop there and go, well, I guess I'll, now that I got the truck and the paint and the brushes and the business name, people just, they'll start calling. That's absurd. You know what I mean? You're going to start advertising. You're going to put your logo on something and you're going to start building a brand, and you're going to start building within that brand the consumer confidence. This is who you are. This is the kind of job you do. This is what your product is.
Debbie Zavidson is with The Syndicate, a development group that aims to help musicians looking to build a career and establish themselves in the music business. She is one of the presenters at this weekend's conference, and she says once a music creator builds a brand, the work does not end there.
You got to figure out who is your audience. Who will like your way of painting a room? Find that core audience. Then you have to market to them. So there's ways to find who that is and how to go about that. Social media is a huge part of it. And there are ways that are smart ways to take advantage of social media, and there's ways that are more of a waste of time.
Zavidson says figuring that out, knowing how to craft a song that will be competitive with other songs in the market, and how to improve one's performance, some of the topics that will be covered during different sessions of the weekend conference, all in the name of helping give music makers a better chance of making a career from music.
The competition is stiff. It's more than ever now because of the internet. So we're just trying to educate, empower people, and not rip them off at the same time, because a lot of times you will have somebody say, oh, I think they're great. Oh my gosh, look at all these old records I have on my wall. Now, if you pay me this much money, I can make you a star. I can get you into this record label. When in fact, they take your money, and then I hear about it after the fact. And I kind of just got really, really freaked out and upset about how many people waste money doing that. When it's so easy to share knowledge and everybody make a living, but not rip somebody off.
Sean Bales of Echo Lounge Studios says the music scene in Northwest Arkansas is ripe for a conference to help working musicians make more of a career from their craft.
There's just music in the hills here, man, you know, and there's a lot of, Arkansas has always been a great place for musicians, from Rosetta Tharpe to Levon Helm, Johnny Cash, we could go on. There's a lot of creativity here, and there's a lot of things going on, I think, within the community that, I mean, I feel like it's always had a pretty large music scene here, but I feel like it's even larger than it was before. I feel like there's more musicians here now than there has ever been actively out there playing, and I just don't see how you wouldn't want to learn how to get better at what you're doing.
The Northwest Arkansas Music Business Conference has sessions Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Fayetteville, Johnson, and Bentonville. You can find out more at the Facebook page for Echo Lounge Studios.